Our next writer up is called Damon L. Wakes. Damon holds an MA in Creative and Critical Writing from the University of Winchester, and 10 Little Astronauts, the novella he submitted as the final project for that course, has since been accepted for publication by Unbound. He writes everything from humour to horror and produces a brand new work of flash fiction every day during July each year. I understand this is for sale at our wonderful bookstall at the back. So, can I get you to give a big, big welcome to Damon L. Wakes?
Hi, yeah, as you've just heard, this book is currently with Unbound. I'll tell you a little bit about that afterwards, but for now, I'll just jump into the first chapter, which is titled 11, the reason I think will become apparent. Even before the alarm began to sound, Lore knew in his gut that something was wrong. It was only when he pushed open the hatch of the suspension tank and a few drops of thick cryonic fluid drifted out into the pitch black hallway that he realized what it was. There was no gravity. That was why his stomach churned. The world, the tiny pool of light spilling from his tank, seemed to swirl. Owen! Lights! The computer gave no response. Owen, turn on the lights! Nothing. Owen! But there was something else now, beyond the cold tank and the dark hallway. Something that no crewman wanted to encounter anywhere, let alone 10 trillion kilometers beyond Earth orbit. It was the smell of burning plastic. Lore hauled himself out of the tank and clawed for the rack of emergency supplies. Even the smallest fire could render the air unbreathable very quickly. Finally managing to find a torch, he tore it from its bracket and pumped the dynamo. A feeble light flickered into life. Without gravity, every direction was down. Away from the wall of suspension tanks and handrails, the darkness of the hallway yawned like an endless chasm. Gradually, the smell of scorched plastic grew stronger. The end of the passage loomed in the torchlight, and Blore pulled himself hand over hand towards the steel door of Computing Hub 5. He heaved it open, and the torch picked out a blizzard of extinguisher foam. Someone else was already here. Sweeping the torch across the room, he spotted a figure in the far corner, clutching an extinguisher, but the man hung motionless in the air. A ball of blood was forming on his back, held by surface tension to the axe planted between his ribs. In the event of an emergency, the ship defrosts 10 crew members. Blore wheeled round to see a black-haired man and a small group behind him, clinging to the handrails at the doorway to the next cryonic bay. With you and your friend over there, the man continued, gesturing to the corpse. I make that 11. So as you might have guessed from the title and the axe murder in the first page, the book is a sci-fi reimagining of Agatha Christie's And Then There Were None. If anyone was at the International Agatha Christie Festival in September, I was actually doing a talk on it there. It's currently funding with Unbound, which, if you haven't heard about it, probably from Zelda, they crowdfund books. What they do is they put the book online initially so that people can get behind it if they want. And in my case, they sprang for a video filmed on board a submarine to kind of explain the basic idea. So do have a watch of that. I've got leaflets scattered around. You can find the webpage on that. But basically, I have until Christmas to fund it. It is currently on 51%, so it is over halfway. I would be devastated if it didn't get the rest of the way. No pressure. But yes, if it sounds like your kind of thing, now is your chance to actually turn it into a book distributed by Penguin Random House that you can pick up in any bookshop, and your name will be in the back to show that you are one of the people who actually made it happen. So please, if it sounds like your kind of thing, I've got an email sign-up sheet at the back. I've got tons of leaflets and things with me. I am happy to chat about it. So thank you.
big round of applause for Damon there.